This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. When one thinks of the landscapes that define the state of Maine, I imagine most would think of our vast swaths of northern forest, spotted by remote ponds where loons call long after the sun goes down. Or perhaps you would think of the hundreds of miles of dynamic coastline, waves crashing on stony shores strewn with rockweed, the outlines of islands peaking above the horizon. Few, I think, would picture the dry expanses of sand, fire-scarred pines, and thickets of impenetrable scrub oak associated with Maine's pitch pine scrub oak barrens. Although diminished from their historic extents, the state can still count a handful of scattered barren lands among its diverse land cover types. While these areas might not impart so distinct an impression on most observers as our iconic northern forests and extensive coasts, their contributions to the state's ecological tapestry warrant our interest and appreciation. My own relationship with the state's barren lands was born of my research efforts focused on Maine's nightjars. While eastern whippoorwills and common nighthawks have disappeared from habitats across much of the state, they've remained locally abundant in many of Maine's barrens. As a consequence, I've come to find myself spending a considerable amount of time within these rare and unusual habitat areas. In doing so, I've become quite fascinated with the assemblage of life found within these natural communities. The northernmost examples of this community on the continent, Maine's pitch pine scrub oak barrens are found primarily in pockets of the state's southwestern quarter. Notable examples include the Fryeburg Barrens in Oxford County, Jugtown Plains in Cumberland County, and Kennebunk Plains and Killick Pond Barrens in York County. Like the rest of the state, the creation of this habitat can largely be attributed to glacial activity and the materials left behind on the landscape. Sand, deposited during periods of glacial melt and northward retreat, is what eventually led to these landscapes earning the designation of barren in the contemporary period, as the fast-draining, nutrient-poor soils were regarded as unsuitable for most agricultural pursuits. In time, however, the sandy acidic soils would be recognized as suitable for blueberry production, with many barren lands converted to this use in the 20th century. The accumulated sand has also come to be viewed as a valuable resource, with many pits opening to extract and sell sand for use in construction and manufacturing. Disturbance remains a defining feature and requirement of barren lands. Wildfire, windthrow, and tree clearing have all served as periodic disturbances necessary for Maine's pine barrens to maintain their tenuous foothold on the landscape throughout history. Fire has long been used by the state's inhabitants to clear vegetation and modify the landscape, a practice still in use today in blueberry production and within conserved barren lands. Wildfire, however, has largely been suppressed within the state, with the last significant wildfire, known as the Great Fire, taking place in 1947. Following a period of prolonged drought, October fires burned more than 125,000 acres in York and Oxford counties, burning 5 of the 8 largest barren sites documented in the state in the process. Strange as it would seem, a lack of disturbance, including fire, would spell the end of Maine's barrens through the slow, prolonged process of mesification, the succession process by which sun-loving, fire-adapted plants are largely replaced with more shade-tolerant vegetation. Conversely, these habitats are vulnerable to fragmentation and loss through development and sand extraction. Maine's pine barrens occur within the most developed and densely populated portion of the state, and many areas have already been fragmented or replaced by residential or commercial development. Through the combined action of mesification, sand extraction, and development, Maine has already lost more than 50% of its historic pine barrens. As a consequence of these and other pressures, Maine's pitch pine scrub oak barrens are among the rarest habitat types in the state. Although fragmented and accounting for a small percentage of the state's total land cover, these areas are significant contributors to Maine's biodiversity, with several rare plants and animals residing within these scattered mosaics of open areas and young woodlands. These habitats also provide a number of benefits to more widespread species, many of which are declining. In next week's episode, we will begin to explore some of the members of the natural community assembled within these important ecological areas.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.